You're listening to the Fayetteville 411 podcast, produced by the City of Fayetteville, where you will get information about city government and the programs and services we provide. You'll get topics of interest and an inside look into the various departments that help keep our city moving. I'm John Salling.
And I'm Sherry Kropp. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. Fayetteville-Cumberland Parks and Recreation is known for its parks, trails, recreation facilities, and youth sports, but they also offer a variety of activities and programs for residents of all ages. Today, we're highlighting opportunities for youth, and joining us is Tyshika Smith-Tucker, and she's the Youth Development and Cultural Arts Program Coordinator. That's a mouthful. With Fayetteville-Cumberland Parks and Recreation. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Tyshika, let's talk about some of the opportunities for youth that is offered through Fayetteville-Cumberland Parks and Recreation. I know you have a variety of different things. So let's start with some of the cultural art programs that you have.
Okay. So how that kind of looks for us, we decided throughout Parks and Rec that Parks and Recreation is more than just athletics. So we have a strong cultural arts program during the summer. We have some drama camps, art camps, and different camps to showcase the students so that way they can get some creativity going on. And then during the school year, we have the Orange Street Music Lab. And at our new Orange Street Music Lab, the students can take an opportunity to learn about drumming, keyboarding, recording studio, guitar jam lessons, and even learn about music production and video recording.
That is so cool. And that's something that you started this year, right?
Yes. So We started that. Our ribbon cutting for Orange Street School was in February, and we started doing our workshop series 2 months ago.
And that's a fantastic facility over there.
Yes, it's pretty awesome. It gives the kids an opportunity to have a creative space of their own.
Mm-hmm. And what are the age groups? Are these varying age groups for these different cultural programs?
So the ones that we have during the summer are more geared toward our elementary school age. So elementary school to middle school. And then the programs that we have during the school year at the Orange Street Music Lab, that age range is from 10 to 17.
Okay. And what sorts of programs are we kind of talking about? What are maybe a couple examples for people?
For the summer programs, programs, we have like a Little Picasso's art camp that we have. We have a drama series where the kids sign up for a week long of drama and they put on a play at the end where they can invite their parents. But during that session, they learn about acting skills as well as creating props and sets. So they learn the whole gamut. So whether you actually want to be out front or if you want to be behind the scenes, there is a place for you during that particular camp. We also offer some dance classes, so we have some jazz, some hip hop. This year we kind of did a hip hop session with the teenagers, and they really, really loved that because it kind of spoke to who they were. And then the sessions that we have at Orange Street Music Lab, we're offering, like I said, a drum session that the kids can sign up for. We're doing some vocal lessons. So if you don't have a voice and you want to be well trained in that, we have trained professionals that are going to be helping with that. And starting on November 17th, we will have our first official piano and keyboarding class. So that will be a one-on-one session where students can sign up for a 30-minute session. So that way they can learn the sessions all by themselves with our instructors. Those sessions are $35 and they can sign up at the Parks and Recreation website.
And what's kind of the importance of offering some of these cultural arts programs, giving people these outlets for music and for acting?
The purpose in it is to allow the students to have a creative space because so oftentimes students don't understand that they have a skill set. So that's why we did the free workshops to introduce the students to our Saturday workshops that are absolutely free because we don't want students to pay for a drum class or a keyboarding class and later to find out that that wasn't their nick. But if we have like free workshops where they can have some exploratory, then when it's time to sign up for the actual classes that they can. But having these sessions inside of that Orange Street Music Lab is kind of putting it back into the neighborhoods, back into the space where the kids can kind of have more attainable things that are closer to home for kids that might not ordinarily get that opportunity during the school year.
Helps them build their confidence,
yes,
too, right?
Yes, and we, along with that, we do have some mentors that kind of help with that with our Orange Street Music Lab. So not only are they learning music, but they're gaining valuable mentors that can assist them with that throughout their career. If they decide to go into anything musically or drama, then they have mentors too.
Can you tell us a little bit about that, how they're joining and the importance of that?
Yes, so we have partnered with the Sand Hills Jazz Society, and they have partnered with our students to be able to teach one-on-one. Those are professionals that have been doing music for years, most of their lives, so they are very professional. They have put on different Jazz Society shows here in Fayetteville, and so we've partnered with them to be able to give back to the students.
Tashika, let's talk about the Junior Official and Junior Scorekeeper program.
Okay.
What is that?
Okay, great. So that particular program is for teens who love sports and want to build a leadership and life skills. So that's our Junior Official and Scorekeeping program. It's a perfect fit and it's absolutely free. So what we do with that session, we teach them life skills during the first session. And in the second sessions, they kind of learn like the fundamentals of whatever sport that they're going to be doing. And then they do like scrimmage matches, and so they actually referee and learn everything in a one-on-one session with the actual athlete. So how that looks, it kind of follows like the sports season. So we have them for basketball, softball, baseball. We have them for football, any sport that Parks and Rec offers. Then we have junior officials. So once they're done with that particular program through the training, it's a 6-week training and it's absolutely free. But once they're done, they have an opportunity to get hired on by Ernie Fisher, who kind of spearheads all of our referees for all of Parks and Recreation. So they have an awesome opportunity to gain $20 an hour.
Wow.
So imagine that, being a 14-year-old and getting $20 an hour.
Nice.
So that's a great skill that Parks and Recreation put in to be able to have some youth engagement for our students.
That is awesome. And I know you said it goes with the sports season, but is that during the summer months as well? Or is that just when school is in session and you have your normal fall and winter sports? And
it's just during our normal fall and winter sports. However, Parks and Recreation does have summer sports, and then those are teams of students that have already gone through the program.
Right.
So we don't actually do training during the summer, just during our regular season.
But they get paid in the summer.
They get paid in the summer, that $20 an hour.
Awesome.
Cool.
What are some of the life skills that are included in the training?
Okay, so we talk to the kids about problem solving. We talk to them about public speaking, because, of course, if you're going to be a sports official, you have to be able to utilize your voice. We talk to them about aggressiveness, assertiveness, because there is a difference between aggressive and assertiveness. And so we just kind of want the kids to learn the skills that you need to actually be a professional. So that's a portion that the youth development side, my office, takes on, which is level one. And then level two and three, we have our athletic department with Parks and Rec that takes on training the students for that part.
Awesome. Okay. Can you tell us some about the Counselor in Training program, Tashika?
Absolutely. So that's another amazing program that we have, another opportunity for our youth who are 13 to 17 years old. And this program gives students hand-on experience working inside of our recreational centers, kind of like a teacher assistant in the classroom in the normal school day, but they become an assistant to the counselors that get paid. Unfortunately, this is not a paid opportunity, but we ask the students to treat it like it's a job, because we've had several students to go on and go through our CIT program and then go on to get a paid position once they turn 18. So what their job duties are, they help with crafts, they help with doing games, and it's always better when you have younger people that are helping to model skills to our younger people that are in camp. The kids tend to listen a little better when it's someone that's of their age. But also a part of that CIT program, we take the kids on college tours. We do workshops with the kids, again, going back to teaching them basic life skills sessions. When they are part of this program, we treat it just like a job. They have to complete an application. They have to come in for interviews, and then we actually interview them and then give them some feedback on how their interviews went. So after the session is over, we have interview skills. So we teach them how how they did on their interview, how to conduct an interview. So those are part of the things that they do. But one of the most, one of the things that we really like about it is taking the kids on college experience tours. Taking them on college experience tours at a young age helps them to understand what they might want to become. So that's the key thing for youth development, is to take the kids on college tours. We don't just visit 4-year universities. We actually take them to Fayetteville Tech because we found that skill sets are very important for the young people as well.
And let's move into the final group that we're going to talk about today, and that is the FCYC, which is the Fayetteville-Cumberland Youth Council. And I know it's a great council. They've been recognized and won all types of awards. So tell us what the FCYC is and what their mission and goal is.
Okay. So the Fayetteville-Cumberland Youth Council, short FCYC, it is a place where young people have a voice in the community. And so that voice in the community, it helps with leadership, and it also helps with civic engagement, and it also helps them to have to give back on a volunteer basis. So it's student-led, so I'm the advisor of the council. However, the students come together, they come up with a plan of how the meetings are going to run, how the different committees are going to run, what service projects they would like to be a part of. They have several different committees that they run. They have an anti-litter committee. They have a committee, a community engagement committee. So they have a military, because we're a military town, so they have a military appreciation committee. So they have several different committees that they work through in order to be effective leaders. And then we also have speakers that come in to speak to them as well. We have people that speak to them about civic engagement and what that looks like, public speaking, debate. So just several things to help grow them as leaders.
That's a lot that they do.
A lot.
I did not realize that they had so many committees within the council.
Correct. Yes,
mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And I know that they are heavily involved with a lot of service projects like cleanup events and things like that. I know we worked with the FCYC group a few years back on an anti-litter campaign, and all of these youth were just so impressive. They just talk so professional and so grown up and had some great creative ideas, and they were a joy to work with.
Yes, we just did a project with Fayetteville Beautiful where we had 17 teenagers to come out to help, and they passed out supplies as well as did a cleanup project. So that was the first project that the anti-litter committee did, which is to give back to their community. And what better way is to be giving back to your community and doing something that makes an impact. And so with that being said, we talked about some of the different awards that they've won. And so they won several different awards, and one of them was on their anti-litter campaign. So they had a campaign where they wrote for donations. They connected with different organizations to receive back buckets. They got cleanup vests, and then they got little pickers, and then they wrote a project, and then they cleaned up all throughout different areas in Fayetteville, and they actually won a service project with the State Youth Council because of that particular initiative.
And that's not the only award or recognition they've gotten there. They've gotten many of them from North Carolina, and I think they were even nationally recognized.
Yeah, so the youth, they have won several different awards. So they've won the Most Outstanding State Youth Council for 8 times since being chartered in 2014. They won the Outstanding Member Award 4 times. They have won the Most Active Senior Award. They've won the Service Project of the Year, the Most Creative Project, the Scrapbooking Award, Most Diverse, because one of the things that we like with the Youth Council is to be a makeup of what the city of Fayetteville looks like as well. Mm-hmm. So they were able to win a diversity award because of the makeup of the members with inside of the Youth Council. And we've had members to be a part of the National League of Cities Council. So we've had them to sit on the board for that, which was something that Fayetteville or North Carolina has never had. They have never had anyone to sit on that board. The first African-American female from the Fayetteville-Cumberland Youth Council was the first to sit on that board for the national level. And currently we have the president of the State Youth Council for the state of North Carolina is our chairperson from the Fayetteville-Cumberland Youth Council as well. So several different accolades for the youth.
from the sounds of it, deserved awards as well. I'm hearing these life skills training that's in a lot of the different programs we're talking about today. I know those are things that, like, at least when I was going through school, those aren't necessarily taught in schools, but incredibly valuable in the workplace. And I know a lot of parents at my age now that are looking to find those opportunities for their kids. So that's awesome to have.
And new this year, we are excited to introduce the junior mayor position. That was something that our city council voted that they wanted to see. We already had a chair of the Fayetteville Conan Youth Council, so this is a new position. So our junior mayor is where a youth leader serves as the official youth voice for the city of Fayetteville. And they'll attend city council meetings, they'll be at speaking engagements with the city council, and sharing updates on issues that matter to our young people. So that is an exciting role. It just kind of gives the youth a seat at the table.
Now, Taishika, what are the age groups for the FCYC, and how does a teen get involved?
Okay, so the age group for the Fayetteville Common Youth Council is high school students. So we take a select number of ninth graders, but the majority are 10th through 12th grade. And how they get involved, they just have to want to commit to doing some service projects. They have to want to be committed and dedicated. But in order to join, you can get an application and you can send an email to askfcyc.com, and then that's how you can get your application. And you just have to have a letter of recommendation. So there's nothing else that's involved with that other than being a Cumberland County school student. You can be from any of the schools, homeschool, private school, just be an active student.
And for people looking to get more information about these programs, other things offered by FCYC, where can they go?
They can call my office at 910-433-1021, and then we can definitely get them access to any information that they need.
Well, they are doing great things, and one thing we do want to mention that's new that the FCYC is doing this year is they are starting their own podcast, and people that are listening to the Fayetteville 411 podcast today is going to hear that first podcast. That is Mic'd Up with FCYC, and that is going to be a monthly podcast, so I want people to stay tuned for that. Thank you so much, Taishika, for joining us today. We really appreciate all the information, and thank you for what you do with our youth and our community. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And now let's hear that inaugural episode of Mic'd Up with FCYC.
Welcome to FCYC Mic'd Up, brought to you by the Fayetteville-Cumberland Youth Council. We amplify youth voices, share stories of leadership and service, and connect generations through conversations that strengthen our community. I'm your host, Sterling Kelly, and I am the chair of the marketing team of Fayetteville-Cumberland Youth Council, and I'm a senior at Cumberland Polytechnic High School. Now that you know a bit about me, let's hear from our chair.
Hello, everyone. My name is Riley Mack. I'm the junior mayor of the city of Fayetteville, and I'm also the chair of the Fayetteville Common Youth Council. I am a senior at 71st High School, and I've been a member of FCYC since my freshman year, so this year will be my fourth year.
Great to meet you, Rollin. So tell us, what is FCYC?
So FCYC is a youth-led organization that serves as a voice for young people with a focus on bettering and promoting our community. We act as a cross-generational link and engage in service projects and social events that build character and develop leadership. We also are supported by the City of Fayetteville and Cumberland County. Our advisor provides guidance for us, but us students take the lead. FCYC helps young people build leadership and teamwork skills, helps us get involved in service projects and civic life, shares youth perspectives with city and county leaders, and connect with peers from across the schools and communities.
That's awesome. What are the main goals of FCYC?
So our main goals is to empower youth as leaders by promoting volunteerism and community service, encouraging civic engagement like attending city council or county commissioners meetings, building character and leadership skills, connecting youth and government in the community. In short, we prepare today's youth to become tomorrow's leader. And we also attending city council and county commissioners meeting because it's important to know our local government and our local leadership.
Yes, those are some great activities and things that you guys do. How long has the council been around?
So FCYC has existed in different forms for over tons of decades. With local government support, it was first named FCCYC, so Fayetteville Cumberland County Youth Council, but when we reestablished, it was changed to FCYC. It was reestablished in 2014 by former Mayor Nat Robertson and Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Jensen. Mrs. Jensen had attended National League of Cities, where we go to almost every year, and she didn't find a seat with the adults, so she found seats with the youth councils, and she saw them in action and wanted to bring it back to Fayetteville. And that's how it got brought back.
It's amazing that this program is back. How many students usually participate?
So each year we have about 40 to 60 high school students from all public, private, and homeschools in Cumberland County. The number can change, but the program keeps growing. So we invite all students from any place. You don't have to just be public schools. You can be private and homeschool.
I love that. What kinds of activities does FCYC do?
So we do a lot. We do leadership conferences and training, workshops on debate, money management, teamwork, and public speaking. We organize service projects and present updates to city council, attend county commissioners meeting, and run youth-led committees. So it's also important to know our city council and county commissioners meeting, because I remember our interest meeting a few weeks ago. I asked them, like, who was our mayor? And they were like, I don't know. I just heard crickets. And that's for me, my freshman year, I didn't really know. So here in FCYC, I got to learn more about my city council, my county commissioners. And that's something that happens within the youth council. We also plan teen-friendly community events and focus on developing leadership skills along the way.
Those are some great opportunities that FCYC provides. What inspired you to join FCYC?
So I joined FCYC because my sister, she was the chair of FCYC my freshman year, so in 2022, actually, that's when I joined. She told me, when you become a freshman, Rylan, it's important to join FCYC because you're just going to grow. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. And when I joined, it changed my life forever. I'm so grateful that she told me to join FCYC. Yeah.
That's great. If you had to describe FCYC in one word, what would it be?
The word I would describe FCYC is impactful, because everything that we do leaves a mark on the community and shows us how powerful and impactful youth voices can be.
That's powerful. FCYC's mission is to serve as a voice for youth. What does that mean to you?
To me, it means representing the thoughts and concerns and ideas of youth who might not always get the chance to speak up. Serving as a voice for youth is about standing up for our generation and making sure our perspective is included in the conversation that affects us. So oftentimes, adult leaders will make decisions for the youth, but they don't ask youth, and they just probably just go off what they think the youth are. That's not what we really are, so it's important to have youth in the conversations.
Yes, having a voice for the youth is very vital. What has been your favorite project or event so far?
My favorite project for FCYC that we do is every year we do Jingle Tree. And so that is when we get gifts, and we do like a site where the community can purchase gifts for foster kids. And we always get to give them out for Christmas, and because they may not be able to get gifts. And so that's something that always warms my heart. And something that we always do is go to National League of Cities and State Youth Council. Those are my favorite, because I get to really network with other states and other youth councils in different states. And so that really helps me get to learn some more new ideas.
Those sound like great experiences. How has FCYC helped you grow as a leader?
It helped me grow tremendously. So I'm an introvert, so I really like to just be by myself and not speak. But when I joined FCYC, it forced me to really just be outspoken and bring out something that I never knew was inside of me. So it has helped me in the future. So when I go to college, I will be able to just outspeak and share my ideas without any, you know, being quiet. That's what I would say.
It's great that FCYC has helped you to grow like that. What challenges do young people face here in Fayetteville, and how can FCYC help?
I think a lot of young people in Fayetteville feel like their voices don't always get heard, and so they don't know how to get involved in their community. Some don't have access to opportunities to learn leadership skills or connect with mentors. FCYC helps us by giving us a real voice, teaching us how to lead, and connecting with us people in projects where we can actually make a difference. It's all about helping students step up and show what we can do for our city.
That's amazing. What advice would you give to a student thinking about joining?
If you're thinking about joining FCYC, go for it, y'all. It's a great way to meet other students who care about leadership and giving back to the community. You get a chance to share your voice, plan events, and work directly with the city leaders on projects that actually make a difference. It's also a really good experience for building skills like public speaking, teamworking, and problem solving. Plus, it looks great on that college and job applications, I would say. But more than that, it's just just fun in general, being part of a group that wants to make a change happen.
Most definitely. How has being a part of FCYC shaped your future goals?
It has shaped my future goals very good. I'm getting ready for college, like I said before. I've learned a lot of skills that will make me plan deliberately. So like I won't just go in like thinking just out of my head. FCYC has made me think about leadership and how to use my skills wisely.
Yes, yes. And if our mayor or commissioners are listening, what's one message from the youth?
On behalf of the youth, I'd like to say thank you for the opportunities we've had to be engaged in our community. But I also want to remind you how important it is to keep making space for us at the table. Young people bring fresh ideas, creativity, and perspectives that can really help shape the future of our city. We just don't want to be seen as the next generation. We want to be involved now. Then the more you invest in youth engagement, the more connected, prepared, and committed we'll be to leading this community in the years to come.
I wholeheartedly agree. This has been such an inspiring conversation with Junior Mayor of Fayetteville, Ms. Ryland Mack of the Fayetteville-Cumberland Youth Council. If you're a student who wants to make a difference, join us. FCYC is always looking for new members to take part in service projects, leadership opportunities, and civic engagement. Follow us on Instagram or email us at askfcyc@gmail.com. And remember, the voices of today shape the vision of tomorrow. This is the FCYC Mic'd Up Podcast. Thank you for listening, and remember, leadership begins with you.
You can find more episodes just like that one on our Radio Fayetteville channel, as well as all of the other podcasts produced by the City of Fayetteville. Radio Fayetteville is available on most of your favorite podcast streaming platforms, and check out our video content by visiting faytv.net or downloading the FayTV streaming app. Available now on Roku, Apple TV, Android TV, and Amazon Fire TV.